This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm here with the Vikings choice guy himself. Hey, Lars, what are we listening to?
We are listening to MXPX.
All right.
To keep my head from reeling, don't trust myself, I can't ignore my feelings. I try to sit down, I try to relax, I try to take time, I can't take things back. Trying not to panic on my life, just can't convince myself or anyone else not to give up. They say, 'cause I'm not falling. Don't pick up, social collapse keeps calling. So cop your own breath, driven right towards the light, like a runaway train on its last run tonight. Trying not to panic all my life, I just can't convince myself or anyone else not to give up. To apologize for my mistakes, and I just couldn't understand the amount of pressure that it takes. Still trying not to panic all my life, just can't convince predict what's next, but we still gotta try not to give up, yeah.
So I couldn't stop that at the beginning. We had to play the whole thing right
it's
off.
Such a, so. It's such a great riff. It just pops you right into like a big pop punk festival. You just want to be bopping along. Yeah,
absolutely. So they're called Mix Picks, right?
MXPX.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
It was a band that started when these guys were like 14 and 15 years old, 31 years ago.
Wow.
And MXPX stands for Magnified Plaid, which was a reference to a plaid shirt one of the members was wearing.
Oh my gosh.
And that's but when so they funny. Signed the contract with the label, they signed it MXPX because they didn't want to spell out the whole name. And then it just, yeah, the X stood for it, like periods, you
yeah,
know.
Okay.
So it stuck. And MXPX is a band that I've been listening to basically just as long. I've been listening to them since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And this style of music, pop punk, can only do so much, right? You know, it's like three chords and the truth. And it's, you know, usually about girls and stuff. But MXPX, you know, I will stand on this ground. The first four MXPX records are solid. I go back to them constantly. They're my favorites. Huh. And, but they have a new record called Find a Way Home that just came out recently. And I've enjoyed some of the records that they put out in the last decade or so. But nothing quite like this. This feels a little bit back to basics, but also very lived in. It feels like the band has taken stock of their lives up till now, which is not that much older than me. They've just been doing it since they were teenagers.
Middle 40s or something.
Yeah, they're in their mid-40s, yeah. late-40s, and they're taking stock of what their life has been up to this point. But they still know how to write these incredible, fun songs.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because I haven't seen them in a while, and I'm going to Furnace Fest in Alabama this coming week, and they're headlining Friday night.
Wow, there you go. And Send me pics.
I'm very excited to see, because the last time I saw MXPX, it was actually at the Black Cat. I don't know, like
a club in Washington, D.C.
Here in Washington, D.C., and I was... But it was with Ringer tour musicians and the main songwriter. And I was like, this is cool, but it's not the same. Like, yeah. I want the original trio, and we're going to get the original trio. And then they have added a fourth member since. And cool. I don't know. I'm really excited. Like, teenage me and 40-year-old me are both stoked.
That's awesome. These guys are from, like, Washington State?
They're from Washington. Bremerton, Washington. Awesome. Yeah.
Right. So we're doing a Vikings choice. This time, we've been splitting the things. I've been bringing three, and you've been bringing three. But I've been away, and you've been doing all the listening. So you're doing them all. And
I'm picking them all, and you're just being Bob.
Yeah. What do you got?
Up next, we're going to Seoul, South Korea with the band Slant. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one we also just hit.
Okay, here we go.
Yep. Those are fist-punching riffs.
And for those who might have missed what they were singing about, it was Wanted, On the Run, and Animal, Lock Me Up, Put Me Down, Wanted. even though it was English, it was sometimes a little hard to grasp all the words. I really was digging to figure out what they were singing about. This South Korean band, do they often sing in English? Is that
They primarily sing in English, huh? Yeah. I'm not exactly sure why they primarily sing in English. I'd actually be curious to find out myself. But like Slant, they put out a record a couple years ago that was just 17 minutes of fury that I enjoyed the hell out of. They're going to be going on tour in Japan, and they had some new songs that they put them out. And it's just called Demo 2023. And just three fast rippers. Like, they got a nice swagger to them. Uh-huh. The vocalist just has like that, like I said, it's like daggers, like like on every single riff. It's visceral, it's raw, it's fun. It made me perversely curious if the new Tiny Desk Korea would ever take on Slant.
For those who don't know, there's now a Tiny Desk concert series that comes from Korea, focusing primarily on bands from that area.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see.
It's been a mix of like K-pop and like classic rockers. I think there's going to be, I think that there's such like a great indie rock and punk rock scene in Seoul, South Korea. So I'm very curious like what the Korean version of Tiny Desk will bring.
Cool. So we stay in loud and so forth?
I'm going to dial it down just a little bit.
Just a little bit? So I don't know what just a little bit means, but give me a
hint. We're just going to get weird. Right. It's a name you know, Bob. Daniel Bachman.
Oh, yeah. Great guitar player.
Yeah, fingerstyle guitar player who's, we've been following his career for the last decade and change, really. Every record he puts out is better somehow. Mm-hmm. Like it's like a joy for me to watch him progress as not only as a musician, but especially on recent records as a composer. And this record, he doesn't, as far as I can tell, he doesn't really play the guitar that much.
What's he doing?
Well,
droning? Because he likes droning.
He likes droning. And last year he put out a record called Almanac Behind that it was a conceptual record that kind of meditated on the trauma of the climate crisis. Hmm. It had guitar in it, but it was buried under all these muddy textures of drone and noise. And this record, it's called When the Roses Come Again. It's out November 17th. It's a giant sound collage, but not an entirely unapproachable one, I would say. We should listen to this this song, and then the name of the song is called Summer's Fingers Sweetly Linger Everywhere on Every Side.
I like that. Here we go. Thank you. What is that drone?
It's a fiddle and okay. a drum machine.
Okay. Right.
And so Daniel Bachman, he was working as a carpenter's apprentice out near the Shenandoah Valley. And after hours, he would record this music. And he basically recorded hours and hours of banjo improvisation. He bought a cheap banjo off eBay and sanded and took off the frets, and so and he recorded these improvisations on the banjo. And so what you're hearing, what you think is like a glitchy kind of like effect, is actually him taking single notes and phrases out of those improvisations and stitching them and rearranging them
together.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So very meticulously composing this droning sound collage on this record. And I asked Daniel, I was like, what's going on here? Because it's beautiful, but it's hard to parse a little bit. And apparently it's sort of based on the tune that you're hearing is sort of based on a traditional song called When the Roses Come Again, which the album is named for. Uh-huh. Carter family played it. Apparently on his family back generations, like there was a blind string band. And so Daniel has basically said that he wanted to make his own version of a string band record without it sounding like a string band.
Wow.
So he plays everything, basically, on this record, with the exception of, like, maybe a couple things. So he plays the fiddle, he plays the banjo, he's playing, presumably, guitar. I haven't found it yet, but I think it's on there somewhere.
Which he's done, like, 15, 16 albums worth of guitar records.
Yeah, and he wrote to me, and he said, I personally think When the Roses Come Again is my attempt at making a string band record, playing the cycles of the seasons, their birth, death, and rebirth from sunrise to sunset each day and through every year here on Earth. Hmm. I really like that because his last record, Almanac Behind, was a beautiful but hard listen. It was about climate change and the personal reckoning he came with. Not only his own version of how he's contributed, but how the world is just kind of like burning around him. And it was a necessary listen. But this record feels like cracks of light coming through. And it's nice to hear that from Daniel. I'm really excited about this record. It's called When the Roses Come Again, and it's out November 17th.
Great. Daniel Bachman. Lars, take a break. Mm-hmm. Come back. And I don't know.
You don't know?
Where are we heading?
We're about to find out.
Okay, good. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Alienware. Upgrade your gaming tech now during Alienware's summer sale event and save on select next-gen gaming tech like the Alienware M18 laptop powered by an Intel Core i9 processor. Visit Alienware.com/deals. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. Support for NPR and the following message come from Betterment, an automated investing and savings app. CEO Sarah Levy shares why accessibility is central to Betterment's mission.
The real innovation for Betterment was taking a set of tools that were used by the ultra wealthy and making them accessible to the average investor. And that includes tech strategies, that includes dollar cost averaging. These are all sort of tricks of the trade.
Learn more about automated investing technology at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
Do you wish stories could unfold over 3 hours rather than 3 minutes? You tired of doom scrolling? Trying to find humanity? Or maybe a deeper understanding of why the world is the way it is, listen to Embedded, NPR's original documentary series. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, sitting in the studio with Lars Gotrich, and he's turning me on music I've never heard before. I've heard of Daniel Bachman, but a lot of the artists that you sent me music of, I'm grateful that I'm going to discover something I hadn't heard.
Well, up next, we're going to hear from Matana Roberts. Matana,
I know. I saw Matana at Winter Jazz Fest.
Oh, cool.
About 7 years ago, 2016, maybe.
They're an incredible talent on stage and in the studio, and they've been working on
saxophone. Yeah.
You know, they play the saxophone. They compose. They play any number of instruments. They kind of come from the Chicago Jazz School, but I've lived in New York for quite some time now. They've been working on this project called Coin for the last decade and change.
And change, no pun intended.
Yeah, I didn't intend. Very good, thank you. Yeah, yeah. But they've been working on this project called Coin, and it's kind of an investigation into their ancestral roots of African Americans, particularly in their family line, but kind of like extending the tree outward a little bit. This new record is called Coin, Chapter 5, In the Garden. The story that they want to tell with this record is about a family member several generations removed who had to have an illegal abortion, and how that, not only how that directly affected their family, but how that grew out of the family and the kind of like the generational trauma that comes from it. And Matana has always kind of mixed avant-garde jazz with chamber music, with spoken word, and with kind of like post-rock and everything else. This record does a little bit in all of that, and I wanted to play a track called Shake My Bones.
journey indeed.
A lot of beauty and chaos, and you know, you're brought in to kind of like this uncertain space, and then you are given this melody that just kind of like strings throughout the track, but so much is pushing and pulling from that melody. Martina Roberts has really assembled a really great lineup. I'll name just a few, but Mike Pride and Darius Jones, the saxophonist, and Ryan Sawyer, the drummer. Kip Malone from TV on the Radio plays synths, but he also produces this record.
Oh, wow.
I'm barely scratching the surface, okay. But Martina Roberts really knows how to collapse and rebuild worlds in their music, and you hear it in that song. And there are other tracks that I didn't play, but they give spoken word about this ancestor,
okay,
who had the illegal abortion. They're kind of abstract, but they tell the story in a way that feels, instead of it feeling traumatic, even though it is, it feels liberatory. And Martina notes in the liner notes for the record that it is shocking that this story is still resonant in our time. And they encourage to push. They know that it's hard to live in this moment, but they can't help but see, again, the crack in the light.
That's beautiful. So that record is called, one more time?
Coin Coin, Chapter 5, In the Garden. It's out September 29th.
Let's see, have we traveled the world yet?
We're going to go to Ukraine. Svetlana Nyanyo. This was a composer that was off my radar completely, okay, but she was part of the avant-garde underground of Ukraine in the 90s, early 90s. And
still making music?
Still making music. There is like zero biographical information about this person.
Okay.
And I think they intended it that way. And they still make music. In fact, they put out a new record just this past summer with the British pianist Tom James Scott. It's beautiful. It's called Eye of the Sea.
Okay.
But I was drawn to this archival record. You could call it reissue, but nobody's really heard it. It's called Transylvania Smile, 1994. And it was written as a piece for a dance performance troupe in Kyiv, where Svetlana Nyanyo is from. And it's just her voice. Sometimes a piano that sounds out of tune, and sometimes a harmonium.
Oh.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But it's quiet, and it's haunting, and it's beautiful. And, you know, if you close your eyes, you can see the movement. This is episode 3.
Love that, Lars.
Isn't it just so delicate and kind of unknown?
Yeah, and I'd love to know what Svetlana Nyanyo is singing about, but then again, it was also okay, I didn't.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The album comes out on a label called Shukai, which primarily puts out reissues or kind of like unreleased gems from the Ukrainian avant-garde from the last, 40, 50 years.
Mm-hmm. This one's almost 30 years old.
Yeah, and the whole catalog from that label is fascinating, but this one just feels like this quiet little gem. Even if you aren't familiar with the avant-garde, it feels like a way in, It just seems like a dream.
Awesome.
So before we get on the next song,
okay.
I want you to open up your Slack.
Okay.
Oh, what's that ringing noise?
Oh, yeah. That's me being like, the next tune that it's a little hint of what we're going to hear soon.
Okay. Oh, right. I was like, what is that? Is that in my head?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to Slack.
And open up a message for me.
You're sending me messages while we're sitting here talking to each other.
Yep.
Oh, and it says, surprise for Bob, don't listen. Whoa, it's 32 minutes long.
Well, we're not going to play the whole thing.
Everybody sit back and...
Yeah.
All right, should I just play it?
Yeah, this is an archival piece of tape.
From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Today, I'm going to play music that has been completely off my radar. On All Songs Considered, we receive a few hundred CDs each week. All the CDs get put into big plastic mailbox crates. And during the week, our producer Robin Hilton, our intern Lars Gottridge, and I go through the bins and listen to bits of everything. The interesting CDs get put in another bin, which I take home over the weekend to select songs for our next show. And why am I telling you this? Well, it has everything to do with today's show. Since Lars, our summer intern, has been with us, I began finding tiny yellow post-it notes stuck to the CDs he'd listen to. They say stuff like Japanese post-rock group. The first couple of tracks actually say something, have heartbreaking movements, etc. Another would say third album and the third label for the band that came out of At the Drive-In, and then would say parentheses, other being the wanky Mars Volta. Sparta's punk is too smart for the Warped Tour attendees and too slick for the purists. And that note went on for another three sentences, and I think it was all on one-inch post-it note.
You did good.
I thought to myself, not only does our young intern know something, he knows a lot, and he knows a world of music and some subcultures that I've just completely missed. So I asked Lars Gottridge to put together some favorites and turn me, and hopefully you, onto some music that we might otherwise miss. Well, welcome, Lars. Did you come armed with any post-it notes today?
I came armed with some notes, yeah.
Okay. Well, we can talk a bit about...
Oh, my God. I forgot all about those post-it notes. Those were so much fun.
So if you have not been on the internet lately, Bob Boylan has announced that he will be retiring from NPR on October 2nd. And... he chose to spend one of his last two shows with me. So that was in 2006.
Wow.
So that was 17 years ago. I was an intern. Sometime in early August of that internship, you asked me, was like, would you like to be on my show? And you had never had an intern on your show before. I listened to that for the first time in a very long time. I come off both nervous and cocky at the same time, but I've been reflecting on this episode, but just kind of like the last 17 years, but also just kind of like working with you in general. I'm just one of many examples where you believed in me, and that meant the world. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh. Well. You just came with so much, like, passion's a thing that I love. I love to bring things I'm passionate about, not what is necessarily popular. And you did that, like, to the nth degree. And, and I find what you do so beautiful and the music so adventurous. And well, sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's a hard road to go down, most often worth it. And I really have appreciate you on so many levels, Lars. And it says right here, do not shed tears in mixing console or it will short out and the show will end. But I have loved working with you, and I hope to continue. As we were just talking, when shows come up that are weird and interesting, please let me know.
And, you know, the thing is, Bob, and I'm sure people will fetch you and everything else, but and I can only speak from personal experience, but, you know, you do leave a long legacy here at NPR. But the thing about leaving a legacy is that you also pass it on, that you have something to pass on. And I hope we take those lessons from you to be creative, to take risks, to be... obstinate.
who are you talking about? Someone else?
Be obstinate when the need arises.
Yeah.
I miss seeing you in the office now that I've been coming in a little bit more regularly post pandemic. But we literally aren't far from each other, so we'll be seeing each other at
shows.
Thank
you, Lars. I love you. I'm going to come over and give you a hug right now. And
okay.
And yeah, here it comes. It's a radio hug. It's invisible, but...
Imagine this hug. Imagine this embrace.
Well, what are we going to... What are we going to go out on here?
Well, sort of in the tradition of Bob Boylan sees too many shows. The thing that I try to be good about, but I know that you're good about, is I always try to see the opening bands when I go to a show.
Yeah.
Because that's where the real discovery happens, right?
Yeah.
So Buck Curran, who's a guitarist that you and I both enjoy quite a bit, he recently did a tour of the United States, and he came to a place in D.C. called the Rhizome, which is a great... if you're ever in D.C., Rhizome is the place to be for experimental music and art. And he was touring with this young fingerstyle guitarist named Liam Grant. I'd never heard of him. He's got the excitement and exuberance of a person who's trying on something new and creative in his life. And as I'm watching him, I'm sitting next to Buck. I lean over and I'm like, he's got the energy and spirit of like a young Jack Rose.
And he's tell people who
Jack Rose, probably one of the most significant guitarists of my lifetime. Mm-hmm. In the 90s, he was in kind of like noisy bands. And then around the turn of millennium, he became interested in John Fahey and
great fingerstyle pick.
Guitarist. And Jack Rose really built his own world and his own style. Like, I can, if you play a song for me, I know it's him immediately.
Uh-huh. And so you heard that.
And so I heard that in Liam. He's like, this sounds Grant, like a young Jack Rose. And Buck says, yeah, but you can hear that he's going somewhere else. And I'm like, yeah, I'm excited to see where he goes. Well, Liam has a new album out. It's called Emoscake. And there's a really great song on it called Androscogging River Rag. I enjoyed talking to him at the show. I'm looking forward to hearing more from Liam Grant.
That's awesome. You had sent me his name and the song. I didn't listen to the song right off, but I thought, oh, who's Liam Grant? I don't know Liam Grant. So I looked him up, and on his webpage it says, before the nuns were aware, he was abducted by a pack of wolves who raised him as one of their own until he was about 5 years old. And then and the story goes on about being raised by wolves. Anyway, you should go to Liam's page because the story of his life is quite interesting. Well, thank you, Lars. I've been here 35 years and got a couple more shows left, and it's really, I'll just miss doing this so much. So.
I'll miss doing this too with you, Bob.
Yeah.
We'll just have to do it on our own time.
Oh, there we go. Love that. Take care, everybody. Here's Liam Grant. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It is All Songs Considered. How many times have I said that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It has to be like 1,000,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
This show started at the very beginning of the year 2000. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're up there in the numbers. Yeah.
Awesome. Take care, everybody. Here we go.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com.